This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. A holiday tradition in Albuquerque takes place the first weekend in December. It's the Keshet Dance Company's reimagining of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker. In addition to Keshet's professional dancers and dance students, the large cast includes members of the community of all ages. Auditions for the 17th annual Nutcracker on the Rocks take place next week in Albuquerque. With us this morning is the founder and artistic director of Keshet, Shira Greenberg. Shira, great to see you again.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Thanks for coming in. Who are you looking for in these auditions?
Any dancers who are 7 years old through 80, 90, whatever age you want to be, but everybody can participate, which is one of the wonderful things about this production. You can have tons of experience, or you can never have danced before and just want to give it a try.
So you said dancers. It's actually not necessarily dancers.
Dancers at heart. You don't have to yet call yourself a dancer. You can just imagine that you were going to call yourself a dancer. And everybody is accepted into the production. The only requirement is that you are able to commit to the rehearsal schedule.
Right. Which is what?
It's a pretty extensive rehearsal schedule, and it really depends on the number of roles that you take on. It's a big commitment, but it's really, really fun and very worthwhile.
And quite a few performances.
Yes, we do 8 performances in 4 days. So we ride the momentum of excitement that gets going.
And that's on the big stage at the National Hispanic Cultural Center.
Exactly.
And this
yes.
is a big production.
It is. One of the fun things about the cast structure is that many, many families end up doing things together. So children and parents and sometimes grandparents are part of the cast together. So they get to go through the whole rehearsal process and performance process as a family.
I said this was Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, but really that's only nominally true.
Exactly. We just start with a little bit of Tchaikovsky and we end with Tchaikovsky. But everything in between is some good rock and roll funky music. So it's really, really fun.
And the dance styles reflect the musical styles.
Exactly. So a lot of contemporary movement, and the storyline follows the traditional production, but the music and the way the story is told evolves a little bit differently.
One thing that we should say, this is a reflection of the community really as a whole, not just all ages, but people with special needs as well.
Sure. Anybody who wants to dance and express themselves through movement, for us, that definition is really, really wide. We have a physically integrated dance program. So many people dance from their wheelchairs. Some people dance who are blind. Some are deaf. And the choreography will evolve year to year based on who are the cast members. It's really an ensemble cast. And so we don't say these are the dancers with special needs and these are the other dancers. And we really stress that at the beginning, that everybody has something to offer and everybody has something to gain, regardless of if you're 8 years old or you're 52 or you're professional or you've never done this before. So we really look at the rehearsal process that way, and it really kind of changes the palette a little bit of what we're working with. What's interesting is when we do 3 performances every year that are free school matinee performances, so that schools can come in and students can see the production at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. And those, we always have a question and answer period afterwards where the students can ask the performers any questions that they may have. And almost every performance, there's somebody who will ask, do you use that wheelchair in real life, or was that just a prop? And why did you use a wheelchair as a prop? And so what it says to me is that the audience, they see performers, they see dancers, and the other pieces are extensions of what the dancer is using to create this art. We find interesting things that you can do with wheels that you can't do with feet. And so people as the audience see dancers first and then look at what comes next. And it's really a great shift in perception of what is possible and what you can do if you shift that little bit of how you perceive what is a dancer, what is dance, and what can be done.
Shira Greenberg leads Albuquerque's Keshet Dance Company. Members of the community of all ages are invited to take part in Keshet's 17th annual holiday show, Nutcracker on the Rocks. Auditions are August 19th, 20th, and 21st. For information, call 224-9808 or visit keshetdance.org. Shira, great to have you with us again.
Thank you so much for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.